I was listening to some of the Dateline audio. You know, the special Chris Hansen did. He's the guy who voiced it. He's the news anchor for the Online Predators and the Online Predators 3 that premiered on Dateline last Friday, I believe. And I did some thinking. I was like, I think for the Online Predators 4, because you know they're going to do this
again, without a doubt.
They got to catch celebrities. That's what I'm thinking. Let's step it up another level. Because with the Online Predators 2, you know, they just caught the guys in the kitchen and they let them go. With 3, they stepped it up a little bit. Now the guys are getting arrested.
Yeah.
Let's go with number 4. Let's get the kid touchers that are celebrities.
What are you doing?
That'd be great.
That would be fantastic.
What are you doing? And I put together this clip.
See, like Robert
to give you an example of what it might sound like.
Take this man. He thinks he's about to meet a 13-year-old boy. Online describes in detail his plans for sex with the boy in the shower. Now he's walking into our kitchen. Dell, posing as the 13-year-old, invites him in.
Just hang up at the counter for a second, okay?
Okay.
So I know I showered once. Did you still want to shower again?
Absolutely, yes.
He gets quite the surprise when the decoy doesn't walk out.
What's up?
I
Did you have a seat right there?
Instead, okay. He meets me. And remember, none of the men know they're being recorded on hidden camera.
Yes.
He's 48-year-old. And like so many of the men I confront, he tries to lie about how old he thinks the boy is.
I can't quite say.
You want to try again?
I'm not allowed to talk on it.
And that isn't his only mistake. Like many of the other men who show up at our house, while online, he makes it clear he thinks he's coming for sex with a 13-year-old. He sends a picture of his genitals.
You thought it was okay to send this kind of material to a 13-year-old boy? Why?
My children speak with other people all the time.
What do you have to say for yourself?
When I see children, I see the pink sex. That's why I love them so much.
So you knew what you were doing was wrong.
Of course.
It appears our songwriter has brought along some of his own work.
I can't believe you never heard of me. I'm a very popular entertainer.
He quickly realizes he won't be playing it for a child. And soon, he'll be singing a different tune.
Well, back in 1979, I got real depressed when my off-the-wall album just got one lousy Grammy nomination.
Then he admits this isn't his first time.
You visited people who you met online who said they were 13 before?
It's true.
So it's not the first time you've done this?
I've helped many, many, many children, thousands of children, for sex.
You see how it looks.
They enjoy it.
Now it was time to tell him who I am.
I am Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on computer predators.
Can I stay with you tonight?
I don't think you're going to want to do that.
Okay.
I don't think you'll want to do it. Now, we can't keep you here. If you want to say anything else to us, we'd love to hear it. You're free to leave, obviously, if you want to go.
Well, what's wrong with sharing your bed?
That is fucking
there you
awesome.
Go. So that's what I guess what it would sound like if Michael Jackson entered the kitchen and Chris Hansen said, "What are you doing?
What are you doing?
For sex."
Holy shit.
That was kind of funny.
Wow, that was good.
Yeah, so I figured I'd just throw
that
together.
I do good work here.
Oh, don't give yourself credit for that. That was me slaving for an hour and 15
fuck you,
minutes.
That was all me.
My idea. I take full credit.
All right, so do I.
Yeah, so let's do the celebrity Dateline Online Predator.
That would be awesome.
Come on, celebrity edition.